It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're walking on the Heatherwood Trail on a cold, gray, cloudy day. Right now there's a lot of melted and refrozen snow on the trail, so we're making a lot of crunchy noise as we walk.
This trail comes right along Boulder Creek, which is a mecca for bird watching. We're watching a drake mallard right in the creek, having a little bath.
Mallards, when the sun hits that emerald green, are just absolutely gorgeous.
Keeping feathers clean is an essential part of flight. If your feathers are dirty, your feathers aren't going to retain and push the air around like you need to. A male red-winged blackbird, they're among the earliest birds to set up territories.
I occasionally hear red wings throughout the winter, but we're beginning to hear more of them.
Most of them will be on territories mid-March. Oh, look at this. Look at that falcon. It missed. It was at full speed chasing a small bird. We're hearing a song sparrow over here. Different trills and buzzes. Song sparrows will sing throughout the winter, but the increase in song is correlated to increasing day length. So as day length increases, the hormones in the birds increase and they start singing more. Look at the mallards here. The drake is doing a courtship dance for the female in the water. He's bobbing his head up and down like a funky chicken. Bob, 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 bob. Oh, oh, they're mating. Yeah. Male ducks actually have a penis. Most birds don't. It's just an exchange between openings. But because ducks mate on the water, the males have a penis so that the sperm is more successfully transferred.
And sometimes with the mallards, you get a case of gang rape where a lot of males will gang up on one female. Occasionally, they've even drowned a female when too many of them get on her.
And I think that's often just a result of not enough females available for an abundance of males. It's an early time to mate. He did a little dance, and then they mated in the water.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.